Jesus declared, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." This truth is foundational. If you want to know the Father, look at Jesus. His life was the perfect revelation of the Father's nature, compassion, priorities, and love. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus made this clear. Standing in the synagogue, he read the prophecy of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." This announcement was not merely about Jesus' mission, it revealed what the Father desires for humanity: freedom, healing, restoration, mercy, and good news for the poor. When John the Baptist doubted, Jesus answered with the works of the Father. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. These were not isolated miracles, they were expressions of the Father's compassion. Scripture repeatedly tells us Jesus was moved with compassion. He fed the hungry because, "I have compassion on the multitude." He healed the sick because he was moved with compassion. He raised the widow's son because he had compassion on her. In every act of mercy, the Father's heart was being displayed. Jesus also revealed the Father's priorities in his conversation with the rich young ruler. "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." The issue wasn't money, it was that the Father's heart is turned toward the poor, and those who follow him must share that heart. Jesus reinforced this when teaching about generosity. "When thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed." Why? Because the Father himself blesses those who bless the weak. The most sobering revelation comes from Jesus' description of the final judgment in Matthew chapter 25. The king separates the sheep from the goats based on one standard, their treatment of the needy. "I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me." Then the stunning truth: "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." To ignore the poor is to ignore the Father. But to care for the poor is to minister directly to him. Jesus lived this perfectly. He said, "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do." This truth must be embraced in the heart of every believer who has a heart after the Father. Everything Jesus did, every healing, every act of compassion, every word of mercy, was simply the Father's heart in action. Conclusion: the unchanging truth. The Father's heart is open, generous, and compassionate. He defends the weak, lifts the broken, and remembers the forgotten. Therefore, to follow Jesus, we have to have the same deep longing to please the Father. This will be achieved if at all time we keep Jesus as our example of living out our lives, being totally taken up with Jesus Christ. The gospel is incomplete if the poor are ignored. The Father's heart is misrepresented when mercy is withheld. To care for the least is to reflect the Father himself. To turn away is to deny his heart. Every believer must understand this. One of the purposes of Jesus' life and ministry was to show the heart of the Father. Every word he spoke, every healing, and every act of deliverance revealed what the Father desires. "Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." Let us not love in word, but in deed and in truth.